The News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 76 degrees at 12 noon.
ABC News. I'm Daria Olvinger. The Harris campaign is pushing back at claims made by former President Trump, which have been proven false, that the campaign is using AI in pictures that show the crowds at the vice president's rallies. The Harris campaign says these are the rantings of a man who could get the nuclear codes if he's elected. Jack Campbell is retiring as sheriff of Sangamon County, Illinois, in the wake of the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey in her home after she called 911.
They have released a statement through their attorney, Ben Crump, who basically is calling this a turning point and justice for Sonia Massey, saying, quote, although the pain of her loss is still fresh, Sonia's family is willing to work with the outgoing sheriff for the remainder of his tenure to help heal the community and achieve full justice for Sonia.
ABC's DeMarco Morgan. The Pentagon has announced it's moving a guided missile sub to the Middle East with tensions on the rise in the region. That's something that is usually done top secret. This is ABC News.
Period.
ABC's Gio Benitez. More than a dozen people hurt due to wildfires outside Athens, Greece.
Fanned by strong winds, the fire raging. It's racing through pine forests left tinder dry by repeated heat waves this summer. Fighting back, hundreds of firefighters backed by more than 30 water-dropping planes. Ahead of its advancing path, hospitals and residential suburbs have been evacuated. Fire has sent a blanket of smoke over Athens, darkening the sky. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
2024 Paris Olympics are over, but announcing his retirement today, British diver Tom Daley. Daley is a five-time Olympic medalist. He won gold at the Tokyo Games, silver in Paris in the men's synchronized event, and has gained internet fame by knitting while watching fellow divers compete. Daley says it's the right time to step away from the pool. He wants to spend more time with his husband and his children. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 79. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 56. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 82. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 53, it's 76 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The power of former President Donald Trump's endorsement in battleground Wisconsin will be tested in a race for an open congressional seat in primary voting. The field for the state's closely watched U.S. Senate race also will be officially set in Tuesday's balloting. Voters will choose a Democratic candidate to take on a first-term Republican who captured a western Wisconsin congressional district after a generation under Democratic control. Two constitutional amendments passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would take power away from the governor also are on the ballot. The election is the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. The Democratic National Committee is launching its first round of paid advertising in seven battleground states for Kamala Harris' Tim Walz campaign. The advertising push spans Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Democrats say more than 70 billboards will be set up along major interstates and highways in the state's urban areas. Today's ad buys come after the pair stumped across many of the battleground states last week, as Republican Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance mirrored their appearances across the country. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders. WisPolitics editor J.R. Ross spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out? What's going to win out?
Eric Wilson is also running for the 3rd CD primary. State Representative Katrina Shanklin will hold rallies in Viroqua, Richland Center, and Platteville as part of a 9-city Get Out the Vote tour today. She'll be joined by David Hogg, a national voice for gun safety survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting and co-founder of Leaders We Deserve.
This race really matters, and it's because for the past 6 years since Parkland, I've been going around the country and working in state legislatures to change gun laws, and we've made progress, even in Florida. But the reason we were able to change gun laws in Florida is because we had the one thing that so many people didn't have, and that was the audacity to hope.
Shanklin and Hogg, as well as Congressman Mark Pocan and representatives from her broad coalition of labor and environmental endorsers, are at Bigley Park in Viroqua from now until 12:45. The Eunice Keeper Shelter in Crosscut Park, Richland Center, from 2:30 to 3:30, and at Harrison Park in Platteville from 4:30 to 5:15. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids Saturday. Since the primary battle between her and Rebecca Cook has turned ugly with the influx of PAC funds, Civic Media's Melissa Kay asked her how she will work for change if elected to Congress. She said Citizens United needs to end.
When it comes to unlimited dark money in politics, there are multiple ways you can shine a light on it. You can require and mandate disclosures of all PACs as one example, but I think we can go even further than transparency. I think we need to hold all PACs to the same campaign finance limits as individuals. It seems very common sense to me that you and I should be held to the same standard of how much money we can give an elected official or a candidate, but why can an out-of-state corporation come in and create or fund any PAC in the nation that can then come into an election with unlimited money? That doesn't seem right.
The primary election is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can check your registration and find your polling location at myvote.wi.gov. Some reminders about tomorrow's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be 5 parties to choose from. Election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over for races or referendums on the back. Wisconsin voters have a pair of constitutional amendments on the ballot tomorrow. The amendments would limit a governor's ability to spend federal funding without legislative action. Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz said voters should approve both, citing the unprecedented COVID relief money. Kurtz said the over $4.8 billion from the federal government really didn't have a lot of oversight from the legislature. He said voters can put checks and balances in place by passing the amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, strongly opposed the measures, arguing legislative involvement could slow or disrupt the distribution of funds. The majority of states do have some level of legislative oversight on how federal monies are allocated. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. State Senator Howard Markline said he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Markline said the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there aren't enough applications demonstrating a need for funding. The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. A new president for the Wisconsin Technical College System, Layla Merrifield, has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the tech colleges. Her new role includes overseeing the state's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield also serves as executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association, which represents the trustees of the various technical college boards. Merrifield starts her new position September 9th. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom when it comes to state investment in four-year education. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates and fewer of them rolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin. I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified Thursday to a study committee, which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and how to solve them. Gas prices fell 9.6 cents last week. The average across the state is $3.40 per gallon today. This is almost 10 cents higher than a month ago, but over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Demand is dropping as summer driving season is slowing down. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said as long as we can avoid a major hurricane threatening refineries in the Gulf region, the decline should continue. The national average could dip to the lowest level of the summer. AmFam field updates could be coming. In an effort to update American Family Field, the Milwaukee Brewers are considering new features like the Brewers Bash and a Brew HQ Social Patio. Those proposals are included in a fan survey sent out. Although the plans are still in the preliminary stages with no set budget or timeline, the team says they are focused on improving the venue's offerings. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that although the spring population survey results indicate a slight increase, the sharp-tailed grouse hunting season remains closed for 2024. Permits and applications will not be available or accepted this year. The recommendation to keep the sharp-tailed grouse hunting season closed follows the spring 2024 survey data review, historical data trends, and scientific models. 2024 will be the sixth year the season has been closed. Although fall permits will not be issued this year, sharp-tailed grouse will retain their status as a game species per state law. DNR staff and partners hope the population will continue to respond positively to ongoing, focused habitat management efforts. These efforts help restore the pine barrens and young forest habitats that sharp-tailed grouse depend upon for survival. More information on sharp-tailed grouse hunting and management in Wisconsin is available on the DNR's Sharp-tailed Grouse Hunting and Management webpage. The NTSB has released its preliminary report on the deadly plane crash of a Landcare ES in a farmer's field just 1.5 miles from the runway at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Two people were killed when the plane crashed, 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 32-year-old James Sullivan of Brooklyn, New York, were heading to EAA from New Jersey. The preliminary doesn't state the cause of the crash, which is still under investigation. The numbers are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. The Wisconsin State Patrol performed nearly 1,600 traffic stops on July 26, with about a third resulting in citations for speeding and another third given warnings. 28 stops involved drivers surpassing 100 miles per hour. An enforcement detail in an active work zone in western Wisconsin found the average speed was nearly 20 miles per hour over the posted limit. The 24-hour effort aims to educate drivers on the dangers of speeding and to save lives. Keep an eye out for a fake friend request on your social media feeds. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temer says getting a message like that from someone who's already on your list is suspicious. Scammers are after the information you keep personal or locked to friends and family only. That can include your home address, phone number, a list of your friends, and the sorts of things a scammer might want to make them look more believable to other people. If you think a friend might have been hacked, contact them another way to let them know. It's 76 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Our news will continue in a moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Been Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources presented the deer harvest quotas and framework for the 2024 Wisconsin deer hunting season to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. The statewide antlerless quota for the 2024 season is 272,837 deer, with 245,245 total bonus antlerless harvest authorizations available for purchase across the state. These authorizations are in addition to the free antlerless harvest authorizations issued in farmland zones, which are not reflected in this total. These recommendations were formed in partnership with county deer advisory councils and based on public feedback in deer population objectives. The approved quotas and season frameworks for each county match the recommendations of its respective county deer advisory council, with three exceptions. In Iowa County, the January archery and crossbow season was extended to match surrounding counties as recommended by the DNR. Additionally, the Natural Resources Board, via amendment, provided 400 antlerless permits for public land hunters in Bayfield and Oneida counties, respectively. Antlerless harvest opportunities will vary between deer management units based on local deer population levels and management goals. This approach allows for greater harvest opportunities in zones where deer are abundant and more conservative harvest where deer are fewer in number. For the 2024 season, bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase in all deer management units except Ashland and Iron counties, as recommended by their county deer advisory councils. Hunters may purchase additional bonus antlerless harvest authorizations online through the Go Wild license portal and at licensed sales locations starting today. The first 3 days of bonus sales are management zone specific, with all remaining permits becoming available Thursday. Hunters can find information regarding deer season structure, quota information, and additional hunting resources on the DNR's Whitetail Deer Hunting webpage. Little Britches continues to be a popular event at the Richland County Fair. It is a show of little people, of little animals. The 43rd annual Little Britches Showmanship Contest will be held at the Richland County Fair Sunday, September 8th at 11 in the Show Barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or 2nd grade as of January 1st, 2024, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identifications for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair Premium Book located on the Richland County Fair website at fair.co.richland.wi.us. The animal must be born on or after March 1, 2024, and includes dairy and livestock animals such as dairy, calf, goat, lamb, rabbits, and poultry. All animals must be on a lead line. Animals being brought onto the fairgrounds on Sunday, September 8th, must have a vet check in sheet, which can be obtained from the Richland County Fair Office or the Richland County Extension Office. Animals brought in on Sunday will be vet checked. A copy of the requirements may also be obtained from the Richland County Extension Office. Those wishing to participate in the Little Britches Show Sunday, September 8th at the Richland County Fair must sign up by calling the Extension Richland County Office at 608-647-6148 by August 30th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2025 producer-led watershed protection grants through September 13th. These grants are awarded to producer-led groups to help support and advance producer-led conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed conservation efforts. The total program budget for 2025 is $1 million. Eligible groups that apply can receive up to $40,000. The grants aim to help farmers find and promote conservation solutions best suited for their watershed based on topography, soil, types of operations, and other factors that differ among regions of the state. Applicants must be groups of at least five farmers whose farms are in the same or adjacent watershed. Each farm must have produced at least $6,000 in gross farm revenue last year or $18,000 over the past 3 years. Each group must partner with a county land conservation department, the University of Wisconsin Extension, or a nonprofit conservation organization. Both newly formed and established groups are eligible to apply. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. Click on Grants and Funding and then Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants. Applications must be submitted by email in Microsoft Word format. For more information, contact Producer-Led Watershed Program Manager Danny Heisler at dani.heisler@wisconsin.gov or call 608-640-7270. The High Ground in Neillsville will host this year's Male Veterans Retreat Friday through Sunday, September 27th through 29th. Veterans are invited to immerse themselves in a weekend dedicated to mindfulness, meditation, and meaningful connections, strengthen bonds, and forge new friendships through team-building activities designed to promote collaboration, communication, and trust among veterans. Depending on the circumstances, activities could include archery or equestrian therapy. Veterans can relax and unwind with delicious meals and comfortable lodging and leave the planning to the High Ground Retreat staff. Registration is required. A $30 registration fee will be refunded to the veterans when they arrive at the retreat. The High Ground does not cover the cost of transportation to and from the retreat. Veterans are encouraged to secure their spot soon as space is limited. To register for more details, email Pete at ops@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. A Vernon County project is to be featured at the International Association of the 2024 Chiefs of Police's Conference and Exposition, scheduled for October 19th through 22nd in Boston, Massachusetts. Vernon County, a rural violent crime reduction initiative grantee, has been invited to serve as a session panelist and presenter. This annual event is one of the largest gatherings of law enforcement personnel in the country. Over 16,000 public safety professionals will attend this year's event to learn new techniques, advance their knowledge and careers, and equip their department for ongoing success. The plan session, entitled Partnerships That Pay Off, Strategic Approaches to Reducing Violent Crime in Rural Communities, will provide conference attendees an opportunity to learn more about the program along with specific elements of Vernon County's project, which includes innovative strategies to address violent crime through cross-sector partnerships. In 2023, Vernon County was awarded a $200,000 RVCRI grant to address domestic violence. This collaborative initiative involves representatives from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, Stonehouse Counseling, Family and Children's Center, Hanson Assessment and Education Services, Passages, the Vernon County District Attorney's Office, local law enforcement agencies, and many resident volunteers. Together, this team of individuals is working to end the cycle of abuse by implementing HEART, Help End Abuse Response Team, a program that trains local volunteers to assist law enforcement at the scene and support the victims of domestic violence by developing a coordinated community response team that meets monthly to analyze and enhance current processes and procedures related to domestic violence response, and by training local clinicians to conduct domestic violence assessments and run groups for those with domestic violence charges. The RVCRI is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice's Bureau of Justice Assistance and administered by the National Policing Institute and the Local Initiative Support Corporation, with support from the Small and Rural Law Enforcement Executives Association. A Wisconsin man will set out on a walk from Superior to Lake Michigan this week. According to a Northern News Now report, Greg Stasinski is walking 500 miles from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan to raise awareness for people battling mental health and substance abuse issues. He's calling the walk the Lake to Lake 500 and anticipates it will take him nearly 20 days to complete. The walk will also serve as a fundraiser for a community center in Milwaukee that helps residents dealing with substance abuse and mental health problems. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held Thursday at 6 at the Grace office, located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. Also, the Walk with Grace office will be open until 6 today for those that need to pick up items that they won a bid on. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Jackson Meckley of Avoca on ticket number 1789 and Riley Gerner of Richland Center on ticket number 2100. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday, August 12th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Creamery Creek Assisted Living in Viroqua. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. Burial will be at the North Clayton Cemetery following a luncheon at the church. Friends may call at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family invites you to wear your Packer attire to celebrate Wayne's life. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Creamery Creek Activities or Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is assisting the family. Wayne Ewers is survived by his wife of 70 years, Joyce, a daughter, Sandra and Ken Davidson of Reedstown, a son, David and Marie Ewers of Goodyear, Arizona, two granddaughters, a grandson, two great-grandsons, three nephews, and many more relatives and friends. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7 and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia Messeberg is survived by her husband of 47 years, Kenneth, a son, Eric and Sarah Messeberg, daughter, Kylie Messeberg, two grandsons, a brother, Wesley Novi and Edith Marshall, sisters, Evelyn Nemers and Janet Stanek, sister-in-law, Patty and Dave Wiedemann, special family friend, Kevin Strait, and many nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Survivors of Bob Watson include his brother-in-law, William and Carol Franck of Kendall, sister-in-law, Diane Franck and Jim Moore of Toma, niece and nephews, Robert J., Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeff and Katie Campbell, Kyrie and Jane Kinney, Carrie and Jane Kinney, Tom and Jean McKenna, and Lazio and Jen Nagy. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you're enjoying this rather pleasant summer day out there. Seasonal temperatures, not too humid, and the wind's light. Can't beat that. Meanwhile, south of our area, weather system bringing clouds and showers to places across southern Iowa, Missouri, into western Illinois. Looks like that one will pass south of us for the rest of today. Now, tomorrow is going to be a weak system kind of parked over central and northeast Wisconsin, may cause a spotty shower up that way. We'll probably stay dry around here. Another weather system, though, will come in from the western part of the country toward Wednesday night and Thursday, slide across the Midwest. Plenty of moist air coming in ahead of it from the Gulf of Mexico up through the southern plains. Could push our dew points into the mid and upper 60s and make for some efficient rainmakers on Thursday. Potential is there to pick up a good inch or a little more of rainfall. Should wind down to some scattered showers on Friday and hopefully move away completely by the weekend. My forecast for the rest of today is sunny to partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Northwest to west wind close to 5 miles an hour. Tonight mostly clear, low at 56. And tomorrow partly cloudy skies, a warm day with a high of 82. The wind variable close to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday partly cloudy and balmy, low 58, high 83. Then we have a 30% chance of showers moving in late Wednesday night. Thursday should be cloudy and humid with about a 90% chance of rain and thunderstorms off and on. Low at 63, high 76. Friday mostly cloudy, still muggy, with some rain likely in the morning. A few leftover showers possible in the afternoon. Low at 64, high 76. Saturday and Sunday back to partly cloudy sky. Should be pretty nice. Lows around 60 on Saturday, high near 80. And Sunday we drop into the upper 50s for the lows with highs near 80 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 53. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 77. The record high for this date was set in 1944 at 96. The record low, 36, was set in 1964. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 62. Sunset today will be at 8:09 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:04. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to northwest winds at 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.11. Relative humidity is 53% and no precipitation to report. It is mostly sunny and 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new ultraviolet light seed treatment is coming to market for certain crops next year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Champaign, Illinois-based Biolumic says it's the world's only company treating seeds with light to activate genetic expression for new crop traits. Steve Sabolkin is the CEO.
We're signaling those seeds in this case. We've done work with plants as well to grow in a certain way without changing the underlying genetics. In that work, we're able to change the morphology or the physiology of a plant so we can drive additional yield or root growth or plant health composition gains as well.
Biolumic has partnered with several commercial seed companies for the 2025 crop year. Sabolkin says their UV light technology speeds up the development process dramatically.
Crop traits are essential. The technologies there are incredible, but they are very expensive. They take a long time to get to market, 7 to 10 years. This new type of what we call genetic expression crop trait is able to take out 90% of the time and cost for developing those traits.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The EPA's senior ag advisor is stepping down. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer Brand Z Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First, the USDA made modest but notable changes to the global corn, soybean, and wheat outlooks. Corn and soybean production estimates for Argentina were slightly lower in June due to harvest results. No changes for either crop in Brazil, leaving those guesses well above the most recent CONAB update. USDA also cut corn exports for Argentina, while increasing soybean export projections for Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay, and boosting China's soybean import guess for the year, leaving next marketing year steady for now. New crop wheat production estimates were higher for Argentina and Canada, lower for the European Union, with the export guess up for Canada and down for the EU. Rod Snyder announced his resignation today, telling AgriPulse he does not have specific plans for his next career move. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott says for nearly two decades, Snyder has kept farmer voices at the table and been a champion for agriculture. Snyder became a senior advisor at EPA in late 2021 and began his role leading the Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs earlier this year. September feeder cattle futures have dropped nearly $18 in the past 2 weeks. University of Missouri Scott Brown says supply fundamentals have not changed.
We have to continue to watch what's happening on the demand side of the equation here in terms of the weakness that we're seeing.
He tells Brownfield there have been concerns about the broader economy, but
it's come back here at least a little bit, some of the losses that we saw early on. But watching that demand side, to me, that's the critical piece here as we kind of get into the last part of 2024.
Brown says lower feed costs continue to help the bottom line for livestock producers. Cattle futures opened lower today. A Midwestern U.S. senator held a roundtable to discuss electric vehicle mandates with stakeholders, including ag and biofuel leaders. Republican Joni Ernst held the meeting in Dubuque, Iowa, and featured representatives from the Iowa Corn Growers, the Soybean Association, Iowa's Biodiesel Board, Iowa Auto Dealers, and the Iowa Motor Truck Association. The USDA is reporting a pair of new U.S. export sales to unknown destinations. The unnamed buyer purchased 300,000 tons of U.S. soybeans, with 100,000 tons for delivery this marketing year, 200,000 tons next marketing year, along with 165,000 tons of corn. The new marketing year for soybeans and corn starts September 1st. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is off to its typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers are taking inventory. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume may hold out until midweek or later. The bulk of last week's business took place on Wednesday and Thursday with a little cleanup trade on Friday. Live deals in the South were at $185 to $192, mostly $186 to $187, $1 to $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North had a full range of $300 to $306, mostly $305. That's $5 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is higher at midday on strong demand for solid offerings. Choice up $2.51 at $3.1522. Select is $1.32 higher at $2.9991. In Nebraska last week, yearling steer 700 to 900 pounds were $5 to $6 lower, with eight weights trading sharply lower on the week. Yearling heifers were $3 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was mostly moderate. There has been a sharp decline in cattle futures recently, causing buyers to pull back too. Medium and large one feeder steers 913 to 947 pounds brought 239.25 to 251.35. Feeder steers 1009 to 1019 pounds brought 237.75 to 243.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers 800 to 840 pounds brought 227 to 244.25. Cash hogs were not reported at midday due to packer submission problems. Overall, processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week and really haven't been in a position where they need to bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has held relatively strong. That's helping provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher in Dorchester, Wisconsin, at $60, and steady in Garnavillo, Iowa, at $69. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.20 at $100.86. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next AgriMindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, hogs are mixed, corn is higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower. USDA is projecting a record large U.S. soybean crop with an all-time high for yield and higher acreage numbers. The old crop production guess for Argentina was slightly lower. Brazil was unchanged from July. September beans are down 24 at 964 and three quarters. November's 22 and a quarter lower at 980 and a quarter. On the fundamental implications of a record U.S. soybean crop, September meal's down $7 at $304.70. September soybean oil's 115 points lower at 41.27. Corn's up. USDA raised production from July and expects a record yield, but new crop ending stocks were down and export expectations. Planted and harvested area numbers were lower. September corn's up 6¾ at 383.5, and December's up 6¼ at 401. And wheat's mixed. All wheat production is expected to be was down in the month, but should be up on the year, with U.S. wheat ending stocks also lower. September Chicago's down 4¼ at 538¼. September Kansas City's 5½ lower at 548½. September Minneapolis is up 2½ at 592¼. Cattle are lower ahead of this week's direct business. Box beef was sharply higher at midday. October live's down $1.07 at $180.07. December's 80 lower at $178.80. September feeders are down $2.27 at $239.32. And hogs are mixed on near-term versus long-term demand expectations. Pork's higher at midday. October's up 22 at $74.20. December lean is down 22 at $66.07. And over in the broader market, crude oil is up sharply, but still below 80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun with Tim Talk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, large squares tapped at $200 a ton and large rounds tapped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Walt Matthews Equipment Online Only Auction, which includes a nice line of tractors, trucks, hay equipment, trailers, and more, ending August 14th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more information, call 608-723-4020 or to view, go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Pork Quality Assurance Program helps keep the commercial pork supply safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The implementation of PQA Plus, a producer education and certification program designed by the U.S. pork industry to help pig farmers continually improve production practices, has helped reduce the risk of food safety concerns like trichinella, which the USDA recently deemed negligible risk for pork. Dr. Heather Fowler, Director of Producer and Public Health for the National Pork Board, says those steps plus proper preparation results in a safe, nutritious pork supply.
So we know in general that properly handled and cooked pork is safe to consume, and this research further provides additional evidence to the overall safety of the product itself. With that said, For whole muscle cuts such as pork chops, pork roast, pork loin, and pork tenderloin, it's important to use a food thermometer when preparing pork and preparing those cuts, reaching to ensure that they reach a 145 input point cooking temperature. So make sure the center of that cut reaches 145 and then allow a 3-minute rest. If they follow those practices, they can ensure that the food that they're eating is safe.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his nation's military made a major push into Russia. A commander for the Ukrainian military now